Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. This broadcast is all within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is I found my hallelujah in you. I found my hallelujah in you. The victory of committed and confident faith. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind you that you can learn more about me, the ministry, contact me, as well as hear any of the powerful morning motivation broadcasts that you have missed on my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, and you can call in live, tune in live during the show at 6:30 by calling 323-870-4180, that's 323-870-4180, but if for any reason you miss the live broadcast of Morning Motivation, please know that your breakfast will be left on the stove after 8 a.m. Eastern. It will be posted on the feeldfire.com website. So make sure you go and get this nourishment for your soul. And finally, before we go into the Word, I want to invite you to go to the website today to see this picture of my 88-year-old client of my law office. We just prevailed, and I'm not going to take up a lot of time, in a highly contested probate case for him. And this case had over 30 heirs, 30 fighting family members, and all he wanted was the home. Of course, the home has no mortgage. When he came to my office to be represented, and at least half of the family fought him on getting that home. Well, he has been granted the home, and he was so excited. So we took a picture outside the courtroom, and he was like a granddaddy to me, I would say, even though he's a client, because he's 88. And we happened to have on the same color that day. We didn't even plan it. So he has allowed me to post this, and what he said to me was, what I want you to tell everybody about what you did for me is a job well done. And it brought tears to my eyes, because that's what the Lord will say, right? Well done, my good and faithful servant. So if you have time today, go to the feeldfire.com website, and you'll be able to see that picture, or you can go to my law office website at callrossiwilliams.com, callrossiwilliams.com. All right, that's enough. Let's get into this word this morning. I found my hallelujah in you. Come on and go with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, and I'm reading from the KJV. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him in habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. I found my hallelujah in you. I found my hallelujah in you. We're talking about the victory in confident and committed faith. For the last 2 days, being Monday and Tuesday, the Lord has had me teaching on faith. On Monday, he had me teach, the sky is the limit. Smash the glass ceiling of blessings. And on yesterday, he had me teach, do you have proficient and sufficient faith? And I talk to you about one of the reasons that we can't stand in faith is that our focus is incompetent and our stamina is insufficient. That the Bible didn't tell us that faith the size of a mustard seed moves mountains. And I begin to talk to you about the difference between proficiency and sufficiency and as a mustard seed versus the size of a mustard seed. Well, on this morning, what the Lord really put into my spirit is that we really can't exercise the kind of faith I've been teaching if we don't have the trust and belief in him that he has our best interest at heart. You see, to have faith in someone means that you trust them, that you believe in them, that you are confident in them. You have hope and conviction in their desire for you to win, their desire for you to prosper and for you to be your best you. And because you have that belief or that faith in them, then you will be willing to submit yourself to whatever it is that they are telling you. Why? Because you believe that they want the best for you. So sometimes what they're telling you may be something that makes you ecstatic. You know, it makes you laugh and feel good, and it brings you exhilarating type of joy. Other times what they're telling you may not make you, you know, feel good. It's not really pleasant to the flesh, but because you know that he or she has your best interest at heart, you can hear it. You might not like it, but you can hear it. You might not even want to do it, but you can hear it and you can receive it without offense or animosity. And when you have that type of belief in a person, then you find your victory in that person, right? You know, I know that when I get on the phone with this person, I know I'm going to leave the call in victory. You know, that's how you feel. Oh my gosh, when she tells me something, or when he tells me something, or if I can just get on the phone with them, or just get your, however you communicate, social media, texting, Snapchatting, if I can just get in conversation with this person, I know everything is going to be all right. Why? Because there's victory in this person. There's praise in this person. This person elevates me. This is an iron sharpens iron kind of person in my life. Well, you see, that's the way God wants to be in our lives. He wants us to find our hallelujah in him, our trust in him, our victory in him. And the scripture that I read for you this morning in the book of Exodus was an example of that. That scripture that I read is commonly referred to as Miriam's song and Moses' song. This is what they begin to sing to the Lord after he caused the Red Sea to cover or overtake Pharaoh and his army as they were pursuing the children of Israel after they had left Egypt. And you know, Pharaoh allowed them to leave, but then he changed his mind and he pursued them. And the children of Israel were going, they were moving to the promised land. And then they got to this point where Pharaoh was behind them with many chariots pursuing them, and the Red Sea was in front of them, and they begin to become discouraged, dissuaded. You know, what in the world are we going to do? And then the Lord parted the Red Sea. I'm just envisioning this as I'm discussing it with you this morning. And he allowed his children to pass through. But as they were passing through, they looked back and they saw the enemy, that being Pharaoh, pursuing them, that he was in that same path of victory that God had created for them. And they were afraid, but all God was doing was waiting for them to come on all the way across, to have that trust and that victory in him. And as soon as all of them made it through, and the Lord just waited until all of Pharaoh's chariots were there, he then allowed the sea to converge on them, and they drowned. And the children of Israel, as they saw the Lord defeat their enemy, not just spiritually, but physically within their own vision, a song began to well up into their leader, Moses, and his sister, Miriam. And they began to cry out to the Lord because he has triumphed gloriously. He's their strength. He's their song. He's become their salvation. He's my God. I prepare a habitation, a place of dwelling for him. He's the God of my father. I exalt him. He's a man of war. The Lord is his name. And as they continued, because for time's sake, I couldn't read the whole chapter, they got to that last verse in verse 18, and they said, "The Lord shall reign forever and ever." This is what happens when you find your hallelujah in someone. The song just begins to well up on the inside, the feeling of praise, the feeling of victory, the feeling of exhortation and exaltation. Our praise just begins to grow from the inside of you. And before you can contain yourself, it's hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I found my hallelujah. I found my victory. I found my praise. I found my consolation. I found my assurance. I found my joy again. I found my healing. I found my peace. I found my hallelujah in you. Glory. Whoo! The victory that comes from confident and committed faith. That when you trust that God has your best interest at heart, seeing the enemy pursuing you in real time, you know that as soon as you just come on to that point where you're supposed to be, God will allow the sea to overtake him. Because when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord comes in and lifts up a standard against him. Come on, let's get ready to go into prayer because our time is running out. Have you found your hallelujah in the Lord this morning? Do you have hallelujah and victory in yourself this morning? Is there someone in your life that evokes that spirit of joy and laughter and praise that just makes you feel like I found my hallelujah? Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. We say you are our God, our habitation. You are our salvation. You are our shield, our protector, our provider. You are Lord our righteousness, the Lord our peace. You are our shield, our reward. You are our victory, our praise. You are our everything, our wheel in the middle of a wheel. You are everything that we need. You are He who blesses us, He who raises us, He who stands around us and implants a hedge of protection about us. You are our sovereign God. And we thank you this morning. Lord, this morning, I ask that you would bless every one of us to have confident and committed faith that no matter what we see in the natural, that we believe that you come through right now, that whatever we need, it is done, it's done, it's done. Right now, it's done. And today we will see the physical manifestation, even if we are in between a rock and a hard place, in between our enemies and the sea, we know that you are God and that you can part the sea and bring us through on dry land. We found our hallelujah in you, Lord. We found our joy again, Lord, our healing, our praise, our victory. What can we do but magnify you? Glory, 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 glory to the King of hosts. Who is this Lord mighty in battle? Glory, glory, glory. We magnify you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. We found our hallelujah in you. We found our love in you again, Lord. In Jesus' name, let everyone say, amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. Come on, our time is running out. Magnify him. Magnify him. Whatever it is that you do to magnify him. Whether it's singing, shouting, crying, rocking, waving your hands, clapping your hands, patting your feet, praising his name, just magnify him. The lines are muted and no one can hear you but the Lord. This is your time. Come on and encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory, glory. I just can't tell you how happy I am this morning. Somebody reminded me yesterday of who I am in God, and that conversation evoked this feeling in me, because there's also a song called I Found My Hallelujah in You. And this person made me aware of that song. And I hadn't heard the whole song, but there was this part of it. And I was going to play it for you guys, but this morning is when the Lord gave me this topic. I mean, you know, it's 6:01 a.m. and the broadcast starts at 6:30. So I couldn't get the song. I was trying to download it to be able to play. But I'm going to put a clip of it on our website as well. So when you go this morning to see the picture of the client, the elderly client and, you know, granddaddy, I'm going to have a clip. And I want you to just listen to that part where it says, I found my hallelujah in you. And it's good to be alive right about now. All right. Listen, go to philddfire.com after 8 a.m. Re-listen to this broadcast. Re-encourage yourself. See the picture of granddaddy and myself outside the court. Listen to that clip of I Found My Hallelujah in You, and then share this broadcast with at least two people. This is how we are soul winners. This broadcast is broadcasting in 6 countries now. We have listeners in 6 countries, and it's all because you helped share the word. All right, let's do our task for today. Our topic for this morning is I Found My Hallelujah in You. The victory of confident and committed faith. Your task for today is to go to the website after 8 a.m. and listen to that clip of that song. I promise you it's going to stir your spirit. And then for you to be in praise and committed faith about everything you've been believing the Lord for all day long. All right, I love you. I will see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. live for another powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. All right.